Sign number 23, unbelievers will scoff at the idea of Christ's return. For the last 2,000 years, Christians have claimed that Jesus Christ will return again. Indeed, this is the hope that we all have as believers in Him. In fact, on the night of His betrayal, Jesus gave these comforting words to His disciples, found in John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. "Do not let your hearts be distressed. You believe in God, believe also in Me. There are many dwelling places in My Father's house. Otherwise, I would have told you, because I am going away to make ready a place for you. And if I go and make ready a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with Me, so that where I am, you may be there too." That's John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. The Lord has promised to come again. We should note that He always keeps His promises. In fact, the New Testament closes with this hope in the book of Revelation, chapter 22. It says this, "I, Jesus, have sent My angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come,' and let the one who hears say, 'Come.' The one who testifies to these things says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." That's Revelation 22, verses 16 and 20. Well, as is obvious, many people scoff at the idea. They ridicule the fact that the Bible claims that Jesus will come again. In fact, they say, it's been 2,000 years since this prediction was made, that He will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But we find that ridiculing the Lord is really not something new. In fact, as soon as believers in Christ started talking about Him and about His return, the scoffers were rejecting the claims. The Apostle Paul, in preaching to a group of people in Athens, said the following concerning the God of the Bible, "Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent. For He has set a day when He will judge the world with justice by the man He has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising Him from the dead." When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, "We want to hear you again on this subject." At that, Paul left the council. That's from Acts chapter 17, verses 29 through 34. Now note that when they heard about Jesus' resurrection from the dead and that He would be the one who would one day judge the world, many of the crowd sneered. Well, this type of ridicule has continued to this day. In fact, Peter wrote about the last day scoffers. He said this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. "Above all, you must understand that in the last days scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, 'Where is this coming He promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.'" 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. They taunt Christians with the fact that it's been 2,000 years since Christ lived. Well, we also find this in the book of Jude. In Jude 17 through 19, we read this, "But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, 'In the last days there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who will follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit.'" That's Jude 17 through 19. Sound familiar? Well, it sure does. Today the world is filled with scoffers. Indeed, we could fill an entire book with the claims of present-day scoffers who ridicule the idea that Jesus Christ will ever return to the earth. In fact, this is a point that everyone, Christians and non-Christians, can agree upon. There are many scoffers today. Hence, there's really no reason to go on and on with quotations from people, accusations that they make, denials, rebuffs, and ridicules. We're all very well aware of that. We know that for whatever reason, countless people on this earth reject the claims of Christ's return. Peter then reminded his readers of this. He said this in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. "Dear friends, don't overlook this one fact. with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some understand delay, but is patient with you, not willing anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, 8 and 9. Well, 100 years ago, it would have looked like the scoffers were right. But as we have documented, they are not right any longer, not at all. Well, this passage assumes certain things about the last days. While it is probably rarely thought of, this passage in Peter predicts certain things that will be true in the last days. Indeed, like all of the other signs that we have considered, there are assumptions that the writer makes, and they include the following. Assumption number one, Christianity will be around in the last days. Okay, let's not miss this one. The assumption of this passage is that there will be still Christians existing at the time of the end. Now, if a person was living at the time this was written, you can only imagine how inconceivable this prediction would have been. Assumption number two, Christians will still be preaching his return. Furthermore, those who believe in Jesus will be repeating the promises of the New Testament that Christ will indeed come again. Of course, this is still true today. Christians are preaching that Christ will return. Assumption number three, people have been predicting this for a long time. Another objection that scoffers will make is that people have been saying for a long time that the kingdom of God will come to earth. This assumes that these claims have been made for a long period of time and are continuing to be made. And of course, this is exactly what we find. Number four, the fourth assumption, they will deny God's miraculous intervention. Peter also says their arguments reject God's past intervention in the world. This is certainly true that most people in the world would ridicule the idea that the Lord one day had sent a flood to destroy the entire earth, the flood of Noah. Again, most people in the world ridicule that idea. This is assumption number four. Assumption number five, the world will be like the days of Noah. The time of Noah is also mentioned by him. As we noted in a couple of the previous signs of the end, according to Jesus, the last days will be characterized as similar to the days of Noah. This will include the increase of wickedness, lawlessness, and violence. And this is precisely what we see at every turn. Now we want to look at the examples of those who faithfully believed God's word in past generations. Before we go on to the next sign, we should say a word about those people who have lived and died when these signs of the end were not taking place. As we have been documenting over and over again, there were a number of people who, in the face of scoffers, believed that the predictions in the Bible would someday be fulfilled. Of course, they were ridiculed, and as we have mentioned in the case of Henry Finch, publicly disgraced. It seems that these brave individuals should be placed in the same category of people whom the writer of the Hebrews wrote about so long ago. Here's what he said in Hebrews 11, verses 36 and 38. Others experienced mockings and scourgings, as well as bonds and imprisonment. The world was not worthy of them. Indeed, Hebrews 11, 36 to 38. Against all odds, these people chose to literally believe what the Lord had said would take place in the future. Although they never lived to see it, they have indeed been vindicated. In fact, with the Bible and the Bible alone, they predicted that the Jews would still exist at the time of the end, return to their ancient homeland, form a modern state with the United City of Jerusalem as their capital. They also recognized that this newly formed country would search for peace as they would be in the spotlight of the world with everyone against them. In addition, they would build a temple, offer sacrifices because they have returned to their homeland in unbelief of Jesus. All these things have literally come to pass with the exception of the building of the temple, which, as we have noted, the preparations are now being made for that. These people are the complete opposite of those scoffers, those false prophets and false teachers who led people astray. In fact, they are examples to each and every one of us to believe what the Lord has promised in His Word. Indeed, the Lord means what He says and says what He means. So to sum up this sign, At the time of the end, there will still be people who scoff at the idea that Jesus Christ is coming back. Indeed, it seems that this ridicule will only intensify. Fortunately, the Lord has warned us ahead of time about this time. While the doubters have always been around, they will intensify at the time of the end. While it has been 2,000 years since Jesus was here upon the earth, this is certainly not a problem as far as God is concerned. He is certainly in no hurry to fulfill the predictions that Scripture has made. We know that He will fulfill all that has been predicted in His time.